Welcome to CNN Student News. First up this Wednesday, President Obama has announced a new task force. Its job, study police practices, work with law enforcement and community activists to build accountability and trust between communities and police. This has to do with Ferguson, Missouri. Racial tensions flared when a white police officer shot and killed a black 18-year-old on August 9th. After hearing evidence, a grand jury decided not to charge the officer with wrongdoing. Another round of violent protests followed. Police cars, businesses, and property in Ferguson were destroyed. President Obama and outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder say distrust between police and minority communities is a national problem.
The reality is that what we see in Ferguson is not restricted to Ferguson. There are other communities around this country that have these same issues that have to be dealt with, and we at the Justice Department are determined to do all that we can to bridge those divides.
Those divisions are deep. For example, the president wants limits on the ability of law enforcement agencies to buy military-style equipment. In the initial protests after the August shooting, some demonstrators and officials accused police of using unnecessary force by firing rubber bullets and tear gas on sometimes violent protesters. But after protests last week, some officials say not enough was done to protect the community, that more armed members of the National Guard should have been there. Protests over Ferguson have been nationwide. Many demonstrators say Officer Darren Wilson should have been charged in the shooting of Michael Brown. Others say it was Michael Brown's actions that led to his death. Five players for the St. Louis Rams took the field Sunday with their hands up, showing support for the witnesses who said Michael Brown's hands were up when he was shot. The gesture angered the St. Louis Police Officers Association, who cited evidence suggesting Brown did not have his hands up when Officer Wilson opened fire. You can see how this has touched a nerve among Americans. President Obama believes body cameras worn by police could help. He's asking Congress to approve funding to cover half the cost for them, with states expected to pick up the other half. But they're not cheap.